It seems as though this death wish is directed in sons against their father and in daughters against their mother. So here it is, the very first hint. This is draft N, and which is enclosed in a letter that is dated May 31st, 1897. It's really just one sentence, and it's set up by this broader claim about hostile or destructive or even, you know, deathly, I don't think that's the right way of saying deathly, you know, death-oriented wishes towards parents. What did you all make of this?
I mean, just thinking about the Oedipus complex, it's just kind of hard to imagine life without it. You know, it's so fully saturated. I mean, I guess my thinking, but also just like, frankly, the world of culture, like to imagine a time when people didn't kind of openly talk about as a given the fact that sons wanted to kill their fathers or daughters wanted to kill their mothers and, you know, desire the parent of the opposite sex. It's just sort of like unfathomable to me. Like, how did people get through family life without this as a concept? I guess it was just sort of routed through the desire for your father to die so you could inherit his property, or, you know, the desire, you know, to overthrow your father so you could be king or whatever.
But yeah. I mean, I have to say what strikes me as more interesting here than the line that's attributed as this sort of like the first hint at the Oedipus complex is the earlier claim, which I also read about aggressive wishes towards parents just stated so baldly. That actually seems to me more interesting.
We are an embryo getting a taste here of how Freud will reflect on social taboos and on like the repressive force that they have, and why is it we don't see things that are right in front of us, etc. And like the work of social repression, as it were. But the other part of the story is the aggression of parents towards their children.
Yes.
Right? And that is also, I mean, like there is a fight on the way to Thebes, right? It's not a, he doesn't cold-blooded murder his father, if memory serves. They fight.
Sure. There's a struggle.
Parents can be properly terrifying to their children. Parents are enormous. Parents get angry. Parents lose their temper. Parents do abuse their children. And honestly, parents very frequently kill their children.